Okay, so we're on Daf Yud Zayin tonight. So if you remember, last night we spoke about, let me let two people in 1 second. So last night we spoke about, if the Mishnah said if a person was a Nazir and he's in the cemetery, in other words, he's in a cemetery and he takes a neder to be a Nazir. Not a good place to make a neder to be a Nazir. But the Mishnah says even if he was there 30 days in Loman Aminyan, like the time in the cemetery doesn't count for his calculation, but he is Enomi V Korban Tuma. He doesn't bring, if a Nazir becomes Tamei, he has to bring a special Korban Tuma. This Nazir will not bring a Korban Tuma. And then we mentioned Machloket in the Gemara that between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan said, Nazirut Chalalav, Rabbi Yochanan says if he's in the cemetery, Nazirus commences, meaning right now there's no, the clock's not running, but as soon as he leaves the cemetery and then he gets Tahor, you know, ipso facto, he's a Nazir. And Reish Lakish said, Ein Nazir Chala Alav. Reish Lakish felt that, no, that he has to affirmatively reaccept the Neder that he took in the cemetery. In other words, as a result of Neder, he's obligated to be a Nazir, but he says, now I'm accepting upon myself Nazirus, and then the Nazirus is Chal, okay? So then the Gemara has a series of questions that Rabbi Yochanan asked against Reish Lakish, and I'll go over the last question. We did this last night, but I'll go over it again. I think that's what Yosef wanted, and I try to please. Anyway, so on Yud Zayin I'm an alpha top line, okay? So Efe, Rabbi Yochanan posed the question to Reish Lakish, Ein Bei Tameish Nazar, the Nazir Tahor Shnitvam. So the Braisa says there's no difference between a person who is Tamei Meit, and took a neder to be a Nazir, or a person who was a Nazir and was Tahor, and he became Tamei, Ela Tamei Shenazar Shvishlo Ola Lulaminin. If he was Tamei, and now he took the neder Nazirus, so once he gets to day 7, he has to go through a Tara process. The Tara process takes 7 days. On day 3, he gets sprinkled with the water and the ashes of the Paraduma, and day 7, he gets sprinkled, and then he goes to the mikveh. So if he was a Tamei and he took the Neder Nazirus, on day 7, once he goes into the mikveh, he's sprinkled and goes to the mikveh, now that counts as his first day of Nazirus. He says, Benazayir Tahor Shnitma, but if he was a Nazir that was Tahor, and then he became Tamei, and Shvishlo Olo Lominin, the 7th day doesn't count because he still has to bring this Korban Tuma, and he can't begin to count until he brings the Korban Tuma. And the Korban Tuma he's not going to bring till the next day. So that the Braisa says that's the only difference between a Nazir who was Tamei and made a Neder, or a person who was Tahor and became Tamei. If you'll assume that, like Reish Lakish, that it doesn't begin unless the person is Makabal upon himself, Amaya Ololo Minaminin. So why does day 7 count as part of the Minyan? Let's take a look a minute. He says, Let's take a look at the rush on this, okay? So around the 8th narrow line of the rush, he says, Ela tamei shenazar shiva ole lezman aminyan lefisha eno tzrich lavi korban umechilim not miyad achar shizav etaval. So if he was tamei, as soon as he gets sprinkled, he goes in the mikveh. The clock begins running. Aval nazir tawar shenitma ino manchilim not ad achar habat kavanotav dechni v'kidesh rishol bayamahu. Bisakadai tachlo chayla. If you'll assume that nothing begins till he accepts upon himself a new neder nazirus, amaya ololo min aminyan. So in other words, the Tana of the Braisa takes it as a matter of course that once he's going through a Tara process. Now it's the 7th day. Now he gets sprinkled with the water and the ashes of Paraduma. Now he goes to the mikveh. And then the Tana of the Braisa, that's it. Now he's in the Nazirus. But if Reish Lakish is correct that the Nazirus is not Chal till he affirmatively is Mekabelim son himself the Nazirus, so then it doesn't automatically begin on day 7. It's whenever he's mekabel it. That's what the Tana of the Braisa doesn't say that. So the Gemara says, so Amamar Baravashi, okay, so the Gemara takes it that slugs up Reish Lakish. That's the way the Gemara is going to take it. Okay, any questions, comes to us, and we did what's up. we're going to have, no, there could be, well, we're going to talk about it. A person could be a Nazir in a Kutz La'aretz, but the issue is, remember we said there's the Tuma Eretz Ha'amim, that this land outside of Eretz Yisrael has Tuma to it, so it's very problematical being a Nazir outside of Eretz Yisrael. But we're going to have about the Nazir if he's outside of Eretz Yisrael. We'll see. What? Yeah, you don't have to be in Eretz Yisrael to be sprinkled with the water and the ashes of the Paraduma. You don't have to be in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, you could bring it outside of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, then but the only thing is, though, but the Chachamim would go there like 2 months Eretz Ha'amin. The Chachamim said that if you're outside of Eretz Yisrael, you automatically become Tameh. So that's the part that gets a little tricky. Okay, so I'm going to go further in the Gemara now. Okay, so we're on line 6 in the Gemara, in Yudzayin Amud Aleph. Okay, so Amar Mar Baravashi, Mechel Kuli Amalo Plihi Dechailet. So now Mar Baravashi says, we misunderstood the Machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Indeed, everybody agrees that the Naziris is Chal. So if a person took a Neder to be a Nazir in the cemetery, and then he leaves, and then he becomes Tahor, everybody believes that automatically, if so facto, now he's Nazir. He doesn't have to do anything more. Ella, keep pleading the machloka between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is humility. Whether the Nazir gets Malkot for, you know, being in touch with, you know, Tumas Mate. He says, Rabbi Yochanan Savar, even the Chayla Laki. Rabbi Yochanan holds, in other words, does he get Malkot now? In other words, he's in the cemetery. He took a Neder to be a Nazir. So now he's admittedly automatically admonished not to be Mitam of the Maitim. So where does this leave him? So everybody agrees that he can't cut his hair anymore. He can't drink wine anymore. So, but where does this now leave him with the cemetery situation? So Rabbi Yochanan Savar came into Chaylaki. So Rabbi Yochanan holds, since he can't drink wine, he can't cut his hair, he'll get Malkot for being Tamit. He says, Reish Lak Savar Lo Laki, B'chayla, but nevertheless, it's Chal. Let's take a look at the Rush, and then we'll see where we go with this. So, one second. I'll pause in just 1 second. Okay. Now, in the Rush, I'll pick up with Mechel Kuli Amalo Pligi Pile. Okay, somebody, you have to help me. Somebody's making a racket here. Okay. So if you look in the Rush, I'll pick up around 20 lines down of the Rush. It says, Mechel Kuli Amalo Pligi Dechai Living, the Strip Kabel of Shani, Begam Lokel, Tiglak Bel Yayan, Hipuli Milki Perish Alatuma. So the question is, does get Malkot being Tameh? Rabbi Yochanan Savar came to Chayil Lo Kod Al Yayin Bilat Tiglachad. Yochanan holds, since it's Chal, according to everybody, he can't drink wine, he can't get a haircut. Laki Namal Tuma, Yechizena Mevi Korban Tuma. In other words, let me do the Tosos and then I'll pause and we'll explain. Okay, the first medium wine line downstairs in Tosos, which is Hagra Mechel Kuli Amal Chayil, Uchse Yitar, Ain Tzrich Lachzor B'Lidor, the Nazir. He doesn't have to take another Neder to be a Nazir. The Chayil of Nazir is shown. V'nicha Hashta, Shvi Olo in a Minyan. And now the line that Shvi, the seventh day, counts from the Minyan is fine. But Hubli Achzor B'Kabel, even if he doesn't accept upon himself the Nazirus again, the fourth medium by line in Tosfos, okay? He says, V'hu Adin Nami, the motor of Shemin Lakish, Laki Tokimei Tumato, Reish Lakish also agrees that even though he's Tameh, if he drinks wine now, or he gets a haircut, he gets Malkot, lashes. But he pliki lamilke, and when the Gemara says it's Machloka, when they get Malkot, Perish Atuma Lachud, we're talking about for being Tameh, he hitru bo atumum. If they give him Hasra'ah regarding the Tuma, does he get Malkot? For Yochanan Sabar, even the Chalin Nazir at Lashar Mile, Ashtir Yayin Batiglaka Chayla Nami Atuma. So Rabbi Yochanan holds it's Chal for everything else, it's also Chal Batuma, and Hitrubo, let's say, for Lo Yatsa. In other words, if the people say, they say, you know, you're in a cemetery now, you're a Nazir, you don't belong in a cemetery, so you got to get out. So does he get Malkot or not? So he says, the Rahmana Boma Ateya, let me Korban Lachuda, the Kaman, but let me Malkot Tuma. In other words, everybody agrees that if he's not high of a Korban Tuma, in other words, normally, if you're a Nazir in a state of Tahara, you become Tameh, then you have to bring a Korban Tumim before you start up again. So this fellow, everybody agrees, does not have to bring a Korban. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, he does get malchut if they give him hatra. Rabbi Shimon Lakishavar, Afagav the Chayla Sharmile, Liyayon Tiklachat, Rish Lakish holds, even though it's chal for a while in Tiklachat, the Lakia Tuma, the Kivat Maate Rachmana Mikorban, Mikorban Tuma, Maate Mikolden Tuma Afi Malchut. Since the Torah excludes them for the Korban, so it excludes them for also the Malchut for that. Okay. Okay, please, kid, if you could silence that phone, okay? All right, now, so I'm just repeating. So the way we understand the machloket now between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is they all agreed that he's a Nazir, that's Chal, that'll be Chal, and the clock will begin running as soon as he becomes Tahor. Everybody agrees on that. And everybody also agrees that he gets Malkot if he drinks wine or he cuts his hair, and he gets warning. Everybody agrees on that. Everybody agrees that he does not bring a korban tuma. If you're a nazir tahor that became tamei, so then you have to bring a special korban tuma because you were metamei or naziris. So everybody agrees he does not bring that because he was never tahor. But machloket is he's in the cemetery. The machloket is if they give him hatra, so you've got to get out of the cemetery right now. He doesn't get out, so does he get malchut for that or not? Even though at the end of the day he's tamei, but he's still admonished not to continue on in this state. So Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, he gets it. And Reish Lakish says, no. Reish Lakish says, just like he doesn't have the Korban Tumah, he doesn't get Malkot. Rabbi Yochanan says, he's in for everything except the Korban. Okay, that's what we're up to. Everybody good? Yeah, he was a Nazir, he went to a cemetery. He's like, right, everybody can go to a cemetery. And then for some reason, he decides to take an Nazir in a cemetery. Sounds like a strange sort of thing, but that's the way he did.
Okay.
All right.
I just wanted to mention that I was sponsored the daf today in memory of.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah. So I should have mentioned this. Tonight's daf is sponsored by Arthur Kirsch, Aaron Moshe Kirsch, on the occasion of Yortzeit of his father. That's Avram Yoshua Heschel Halevi. Heschel or Herschel?
It's Heschel, like the Yaptenov.
Heschel. It should be. But Avram Yoshua Heschel Halevi, right?
Yeah, Ben Aaron Moshe, my 58th Yortzeit.
All right. So learning is learning the Shmato tonight. Okay. Okay, we're on one daf. Yitzayin Amud Aleph. Okay. So we're back in the Gemara. Okay. So we're around 10 lines down. Okay. So it says Eight Beit Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So now Rabbi Yochanan poses the following question to Reish Lakish. Now, if you look in the Rush, he says. It's around, 60% down the range in the Rush. It says in the two dots, it's like five lines above the Tosos Mechel, the Kubiyama, the Chayil. He says, so Tosos, the Rush says, Vada Otvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Ba'el. So the question is like this, like the Gemara earlier had questions that Rabbi Yochanan was asking Reish Lakish. And then the Gemara said that wasn't the machloka between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So how could he ask him all these questions? And he didn't understand, nobody understood what everybody's shita was. So he said, in other words, earlier in yesterday's daf, we said that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish were arguing if it's chal or not. And then they had a series of questions. Rabbi Yochanan was asking Reish Lakish. The Gemara says, no, that wasn't the machloket at all. Everybody agrees it's chal. And now we have questions from Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So the Rush says, Bahad the Ofer Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish Le'el, Tamuru demotiv. The fact that you saw the questions earlier, that was really the Gemara was asking these questions, meaning the Gemara was projecting what Rabbi Yochanan could ask Reish Lakish, not that Rabbi Yochanan actually did ask Reish Lakish. Lefima davasakadaita tepligi v'kena rabot patama. The way we understand the Havaminas, that the Gemara was taking it down that way, not that they were actually asking this question. And he says there are many examples of that in the Gemara. And they had a blurb on that in the art scroll as well. Okay. Let's take a look back in the Gemara. So, Eifei Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan posted the following question to Reish Lakish from the following Braisa. It says, Mishkan Azar of Hupavit Akbarot. This is from our Mishnah, rather. This is the Mishnah we did yesterday. If a person took a neder to be a Nazir and he's in the cemetery, Afilu Yasham Shloshim Yom, even if he spends the next 30 days in the cemetery, in Olam Lo Menaminyan. So, the clock doesn't begin running because he's Tamei. But Einom Bi Korban Tumah. And he doesn't bring a korban tuma. As we've discussed, if a person's a nazir tahor and he becomes tamei, the special korban he has to bring, and then he shaves his head, and then he begins a new camp. But this fellow who was in the cemetery, when he leaves, he won't bring a korban tumah. So the Gemara deduces from this line, korban tumah hud lomaiti. He won't bring the korban tumah hamilka lakiale, but he would get malkot. In other words, we think that the Tana is saying the only difference between him and a regular nazir is that he doesn't bring a korban tumah. In every other respect, he's like a regular nazir, so he is subject to malkot. So that would be a kasha against Reish Lakish. Okay. So the Gemara says, the Gemara deflects the question against Reish Lakish. But then who would litany ain't a lokta? Really, technically, in other words, the Gemara wants to say the Tana of the Mishnah could hold that he doesn't get malkot. He says, Elamishim dekvay limit nesefa yatzavet echnas olelo min aminyan ubevi korban tumah. So the Tana really wants to teach me the halakha at the end of the Mishnah. So the next line in the Mishnah, you can look back on Tezayin and Beis, in the small Beis, it says, Yatza v'nechnas. If he left the cemetery, and then the Gemara is going to explain, though not tonight, and then he went through a Tahara process, and then he re-enters the cemetery, Olam lo min aminyan. So it means the days that he did, the clock began running, umivi korban tumah. And now he has to bring a korban tumah. So the Tana really wants to teach me that if he's tahor and then he becomes tameh, he brings the korban tumah. So he says, so back in the Gemara, Tana Reisha ainam bi korban tumah. So in other words, he really wants to teach me that when he's tahor, he becomes tameh, he brings the korban tumah. So in the Reisha case, he teaches me, in that case, he doesn't bring a korban tumah. But nothing about malkot. Nothing about malkot. All right? Let's take a look. All right, I think we're good. All right, let me go further. Okay, Tashma. So again, we're asking questions. Rabbi Yochanan is asking questions against Reish Lakish. Now, Tashma from the following Braisa. Ein bein tameshen azar l'nazir tahor shnitma. There's no difference between a person who's tamei and he took a neder to be a nazir and a nazir tahor that became tamei. This we had on the top of the Amma. We just did this 20 lines ago. It was the second line. If he was the Tameh and he took an Ed in Nazirus, day 7, as soon as he goes to the Mikvah, that counts as his first day of Nazirus. But the Nazir who was Tahor and he became Tameh, the seventh day doesn't count because he's got to bring his Korban Tumah, which he won't do till the next day. So the Gemara wants to deduce Halamalkot Zevzev Shavin. So if the Tana says Ein Bein, there's no difference between the Tame person who took an Enon Naziris or the Nazir whose Tower became Tame, except that the seventh day, so it sounds like Halamalkot Zevzev Shavin, for everything else is the same. So just like the Nazir Tower that became Tame is could be subject to Malkot for being going into Tuma, so too the person who's Tame also subject to Malkot. So that's the question he asks against Reish Lakish. So Amar Lei, so Reish Lakish says back to Rabbi Yochanan, Lo, Litiklachat Zebzev Shavin. So he says, no, the way you should do what the Tana of the Brisa is really alluding to is that for all the other prohibitions, in other words, they're each subject to the prohibition against shaving their hair. They're each subject to the prohibition against drinking wine. That's what's Shavin. In other words, he's saying, yeah, there's a difference. Ein Bein Tameh, and that's with when the count begins. But for other dinim, meaning for the other isur of the nazir, well, with the wine and cutting the hair, they're the same. Aval inin malkot mai, but what would be the lacha by malkot? Zeloka, zeinoloka. So you want to say one gets malkot, one doesn't get malkot. The one that was tahor became tame, he's subject to malkot, whereas the other one not. So if that's the case, so litnie. So why does the Tana not mention that? If you want to say there's another difference, the way you're coming out Reish Lakish, there's another difference between the Nazir who was Tameh, and the person who was in a cemetery and took the neder to be a Nazir, and the person who was Tahor, and then he became Tameh. And another difference is whether they're subject to Malkot for becoming Tameh. So, and the one who was Tameh from the get-go is not subject to Malkot, we think. So why doesn't, if that's the case, so wouldn't that fit in nicely with the Mishnah, with the Braisa? Ain Bain, there's no difference between this Nazir and that Nazir. So we got another difference now. Right. Yeah. So the Gemara says, "B'takanti kamayri, b'kukuli lo kamayri." The Tana here is concerned about when the term of Naziris begins. That's what he's concerned about. B'takanti kamayri. So therefore, he's focusing not on every difference between the two of them. he's focusing on the difference. When does the Naziris call? In other words, they're both Tameh. They both go through a Tara process. When does the Naziris call? For one, it begins on day 7. For one, on day 8. That's what he's concerned about. The Takanti Kamairi. The Kalkula Elo Kamairi. He's not focused on when they violate the dinim, or when they violate the term of the Zivas. That's what his focus is. Okay? Now, one second. Let's see. Yeah, if you look at the Rush, he says, this Rush is near the Tosfos, near the first medium wide line in Tosfos. Of all the Indian Malko, Perish Allah Tuma, but the Kantamari, but Kula Mairi, Perish. He wants to show us when the Naziris commences. It doesn't teach us that then. Okay. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did? So we've been asking questions. Rav Shach, Rav Yochanan has been asking questions. Rav Shachish, and so far, Rav Shachish has been able to deflect the questions. Unless there's any questions, I'm going forward. Okay, now, the Gemara says, Tashma, Misha in the Tamei, Vinazar, if a person was Tamei, and he took a netter to be a Nazir, and Tamei means Tamei, and he took a netter to be a Nazir, Asur the Galeach Lushtot Yayin, he's not allowed to cut his hair, he's not allowed to drink wine, Vim Gilach Vishotot Yayin, if he did cut his hair, or he did drink wine, Vinit Malamaitim, or he exposed himself to dead people. He was in the same Olamate. Harasis Sofeget Arba'im. He gets Malkot. Now, this Brisa is the kiss of death to Reish Lakish. This Brisa is on all fours. It says he was Tamei, and he took a netter to be a Nazir. He can't cut his hair. He can't drink wine. And if he did cut his hair, or he did drink wine, or he was Bentamei Lamaitim, he gets Malkot. And even though he was Tamei. So that's the end of Reish Lakish. So Tiyufta. Say Nachinami. Reish Lakish is Allah Akishlat. Now, if you look in the Rush, and again, this is 10 lines from the bottom in the Rush, raises Sofeget Arba'im Tiyufta, Bahakalek Lishnuya Biyotse Venechnas. Now, the Rush is bothered, and we discussed this last night as well. In the yesterday's Gemara, the Gemara asked this question against Reish Lakish, the way we previously understood it, that it's not even Chal. And the Gemara said that the Bryce is talking about that once he left the cemetery, he went through a Tahara process, and then he was Matami himself. That's the way. So why can we explain it that way now? Let's look at the Rush. He says, "Bahacha lek l'shnuya biyotze v'nichnas demashma." Please, I need every extension. Okay, he says, "Demashma nitma dumya digalach b'shatayayin demari afila below yotze v'nichnas." In other words, previously we were under the supposition that according to Reish Lakish, the Neder Naziris is not even Chal, and the Naziris is not even Chal till he accepts upon himself again. So it couldn't be that, according to Reish Lakish, that he's accepting that he'd be high of, you know, Malkot for drinking wine or cutting his hair because he didn't accept it again. Now we're saying Reish Lakish agrees that he's a Nazir. Reish Lakish agrees that he'd get Malkot for cutting his hair and drinking wine. So now it doesn't make sense to interpret the Brisa differently, because if we look back at the Brisa, so the Brisa says, so Reish Lakish would say, when can he not cut hair right away? And he can't drink wine right away. So the other two, according to Reish Lakish, is Tamatoi right away. So we assume that also the time of the Maitim is also right away. Okay, so Tiyufta, so Reish Lakish is a little up to Shlak. Okay, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts? Anything we did so far? What is up, Rafi? So it's Sar Rosho, is the head. All right, I'm not sure. It says Nezer Lo Kaba Rosho. We had the Gemara. Remember the Gemara said in Masechet Nedarim. Remember that there was this Nazir that came from the Darom. We had it also in Masechet Nazir as well. The same sugya that he was a Nazir. He came from the south, and Shimon and Tzadik said, "Why did you decide to become a Nazir?" Right. He never ate a korban Sham Tameh except from this one Nazir. So he says, "I was a shepherd, And I came and I looked at my image in the water, and I said, oh, you're a little guy. So he says, I'm going to like grow my hair and shave it off with Kod Hashem. So that's the way that goes. Okay, now let's just let me do a little bit with the Aladaf, and then we'll say, okay. Now the Gemara says that if a person in a cemetery declares himself a Nazir, he's immediately subject to Malkot if he was born beforehand, since he's in a state of corpse tumor the moment he became a Nazir. Now the issue is going to be, so it's coming out at the end of the day that's where the Gemara takes the Lalacha. So he's a Nazir. He took the Neder to be a Nazir. He's in the cemetery. So it comes out at the end of the day that if they warn him, you know, you got to get out of there, otherwise you're going to be chayv for Malkot. He's going to be chayv Malkot. Please, I need everyone's attention. Did anybody have questions or what? Okay. So he'll be chayv Malkot. So the question is, how can somebody be chayv Malkot if there's no masa involved? In other words, he's just standing in the cemetery. How is he chayv Malkot? Malkot is a lav sheishba masa. So you give me warning. I don't leave here. I'm going to be chayv Malkot. What did I do? I didn't do a masa. That's the question. Okay. So Rabbi Tzel Ronchburg, in his glosses to the Gemara, cites Tosfos and Shvut on Daf Yud Zayin, who says that this Gemara follows Reish Lakish, who maintains that when a subject of Malkot even Lav Shein B'Maase, and these are the one violates through inaction. Therefore, the Gemara suggests the Naz in the cemetery to Malkot, even though he did not enter the cemetery in the state of Naziris and actively contaminate himself. That's the easiest answer to say that the Gemara, that when the Gemara says Rechayev Malkot, it means that because you're chayav for a lav she'ein bo maaseh. Okay, now, but he's got more here. He says, Tosfos here, Dibur Machil Ilema, however, suggests that our Gemara is compatible. Even Rabbi Yochanan, who says the penalty of Malkot is meted out for only for an act of violation of the Isra, not for lav she'ein bo maaseh. However, Tosfos does not clearly explain why declaring Nazir in the cemetery is considered an act of violation of the Isra contract Tuma. So Tosfos doesn't explain, but so the Mishnah Lamelech explains, since the circumstance of being a Nazir in a cemetery came about through an act, entering the cemetery is considered a lav sheyesh bo maaseh, even though he was not a Nazir when he entered the cemetery. So the maaseh we think is entering the cemetery, according to this Mishnah Lamelech, even though he took the neder nazirus later on. That's we think it's lav sheyesh bo maaseh. Alternatively, the Birkas Rosh explains that declaring oneself a Nazir while in a cemetery is considered an act of violation, since he will inevitably actively come in contact with graves when he leaves the cemetery. Knowingly placing oneself in a situation which will result in an act of violation is considered an act of violation for which one is subject to Malkot. So you're going to definitely either do that. Or Rabbi Yosef Engel maintains that the act of violation that Tosfos refers to is the act of declaring the Zirus, the oral statement. Even though speech is usually not considered a significant act, in this case, when speech changes his status and renders him a Nazir, that speech is considered a Maisa, a significant act. All sharp svaras. So it means like this, that normally Dibur is not a Maisa, but he wants to say, if the Dibur accomplishes such a big, you know, change in my status, so then we consider the Dibur to be a Maisa. What's a... So that's a ma'isa. Drinking is a ma'isa. Okay. All right. Now let's go further than the Gemara. Did you want to say something, Oded? You're good. All right. Right. Okay. Let's go now. All right. Now, everybody, focus. We're five lines from the bottom on Yud Zayin Aman Aleph 17a. Okay. By Rava, and here let's look at the Bach. Where's the Bach? He says, by Rava Nazar Bhubida Kvarod. That's the way the Bach has it. Nazar Bhubida Kvarod Mahu. He says, if a person took a net in his ears in a cemetery, what's the halakha? Meaning, by Shila Malkot Olo. So we established already that he will be Chayav Malkot if he's in the cemetery. That we established. So what's the threshold for being Chayav Malkot? Does he have to... Now, let me explain. We went over this yesterday, but the Gemara learns in Masechet Shvuot that if a person enters the Beis HaMikdash in the state of Tuma, he's Chayav Karet. If people give him a Hatra'ah ahead of time that if he does this, he'll be Chayav Malkot, then he's chayav malchut. If he walks in, so he walks, he walked in, bang, 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 you're chayav malchut. You know, again, it's like, but if they gave him hasra'a for malchut, then he would get malchut. He just walks in the door, he's chayav malchut. But let's say he became tamei when he was in the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say there was a dead sheretz that plopped on top of him through onus, and now he's tamei. So now they give him hasra'a, and they say, you know, if you stick around here, you're going to be chayav malchut. So how much leeway does he get to have or not? So the Gemara learns out that he gets kidei hishtachavaya, that he has the amount of time it takes to bow down onto the floor of the Beis Mikdash. And the Gemara learns that there's different opinions. There's a whole long pasuk that from Divrei Yamim that the Gemara says that would be the period of time, at least that's the way the Masifta Gemara quoted it, that the period of time you would get. So it means that if I give him Hasra'a and he's in the Beis HaMikdash, he's not Chayev right away. If he doesn't leave right away, he's not Chayev yet. Let's say it takes 2 minutes to do Hishtakavaya or 1 minute, you know, to plop down on the floor. So he wouldn't be Chayev Malkot till 1 minute goes. Otherwise, he's not Chayev. So the question is now, let's say a person's a Nazir in the Beit HaKfarot. And I say, you know, you're going to be chayav malchut unless you get out of the cemetery. Now, if he leaves right away, then he's definitely not chayav. But does he get another minute, like just like the person who's tamei in the Beis HaMikdash? Did that get today shtachavaya or not? Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara, and then we'll pause another 5-6 months, okay? So by Rabbi Nazar, b'bidekvarot, mahu, by shehila malchut alo, does he have to have like a waiting time or a lag time before he can be chayav malchut? Hey, P. Dami. So the Gemara says, what exactly is the case that we're discussing? If we say the case is that the people admonish him not to take the neder to be a Nazir, in other words, you're in the Beit HaKfarot, he says, you know, I've been thinking of you know, becoming a Nazir. So the people said, don't do that. He says, Lamali Shahia. He says, why does he need any Shahia? Then he's going to be fired right away. Nazir, and let's see what the Bach says, Nazir Tahor. If a person's a Nazir Tahor and he's entering a cemetery, he doesn't need Shehiya to Kamatri Bay because they warn him, you're going to enter the cemetery. Hatanami Kamatri Bay. So here he's not a Nazir, but he's going to be a Nazir. So he doesn't get any lag time for that. Ella, top line on Zanabad Bay, 17b. Ella Kadon, Shnichnas Beshita Tevo Migdal. So the Gemara says the case that we're asking about is that he's a Nazir. And he's in this compartment, either the closet, the chest, whatever, the sealed chamber, and he's, which is preserving his tahara. And they bring him into the cemetery. And then his friend comes and pulls away like the floor of this compartment, and now he becomes tame. So the question is, so it means like this, through onus, he's becoming tamei. That's the case that Rava was asking about. So it's a little misleading because he said Nazar behu beit akvaro, but that was the way the Bach said it. But it's really Nazir behu beit akvaro. I think it's better the way where our Gemara is. Maybe I shouldn't have done it the way the Bach has it. So it's really Nazir behu beit akvaro. So it means the now through onus he's suddenly tamei, and now they give him hasra. You know, you got to get out of here, otherwise you're going to be chayav malchut. He says, "Kigamirin shehiya beit hamikdash." So this din of shehiya in the Beis Hamikdash, the lach l'moshe mi'sinai. So we have a mesorah for the din of shehiya. Usually shehiya, we're talking about bishul and shabbos when we talk about shehiya, but here's a different shehiya. So here with this shehiya, that's for the Beis Hamikdash. About ibrai lo, but outside the Beis Hamikdash, maybe it has no application. Odilma loshna, or maybe there's no distinction. In other words, either way. In other words, it's still like reverse case. And when one case is the makam is tahor and the person is tamei in the tahor place, here the person, the makam is tamei and the person is like a nazir, he's in a different category and he's got to get out of there. So the Gemara says take it. The Gemara is unable to resolve this. So it's not clear whether he does or does not get that lag time of kedei hishtachavaya.
What about the case that he accepted the in by the
faith? So you mean if they warn him...
He just accepted.
So it seems like, it's that's a good question, but it seems like the Gemara wanted to have a case where he was tahor, and then he suddenly became tame through onus. But lechora, I think the case you're giving, I think, would also work. He says,
maybe you can repeat the question.
Okay, one second. Yeah, so Yosef was asking like this. Why does the Gemara have the case where he was tahor and he was in this like sealed compartment and then suddenly became tamei through onus? Why don't we have the case where the person was already tamei in the Beit HaKvarot and accepted upon himself the neder to be a nazir? And maybe in that case, we should give the case that way as well. So let me just take a look. One second. Yeah. So the only thing is, Toso says that we're only asking the question for onus. In other words, Bali Toso would say, the question of the Gemara is where there was an onus situation, he became tamei through onus. So that's the way we set it up. It's not onus, so then for sure he does not get the Kadei Shehiya. The only time that he can get Kadei Shehiya is through onus, he became tamei. Right, like the Beis HaMikdash and here, where with the thing. So that's the answer to the question. Okay, any other questions? Right. That's onus. All right. Now let's take a look rather than the Gemara. Okay, now on line 4. Okay, by Rabashi, Nazar Buddhik borrowed Tongiluach Olo. Now let's say he took a neder to be a nazir while he's in the cemetery. It's quite a few halachot about a nazir, a person taking a neder nazir in the cemetery. He says, now, if a person's a nazir tahor, then he becomes tamei, so he has to bring a special korban, but he also does a giluach, he has a head shave that he does before he begins his nazirus. Right. So the question is, so we know that he does not have to bring the korban, that we said no korban. Does he have to be megaleach? Does he have to shave off his hair before he begins his nazirus? He says, "Hipai tiglachat tahor shnitma v'kametami l'nazirutei." Maybe when he needs the head shave, he was a nazir that was tahor. He became tamei. It's like v'timei rosh nizro. He defiled the hair on his head, is what the Gemara, the Chumash refers to it that way. So then he requires the head shave. About tamei shenazar lo. But if he was tamei and then he took the net in a zirus, maybe he doesn't require it. Maybe there's no difference between the two. Is this okay or not? Okay. So Tashma. So now we try to bring a proof to resolve the question. This is the same quotes that we had. This is from our Mishnah, which we've quoted several times before. So Tashma, Mishnah Azar Bidakbarot. This Mishnah we did yesterday, but we did it today as well. He says, if a person who can enter the zirus and he's in the cemetery, even if he's there for 30 days, the clock never began running. He doesn't bring a korban tuma, you know, when he goes through the Tara process to begin the nazirus again. So the implication being, korban tuma hud lomaiti, he doesn't bring a korban tuma of a giluti bai. So, but he does require to have the head shave. In other words, no korban tuma, but it sounds like the tiglach that he does require. So the Gemara says matam kamar. The Gemara deflects that proof. Matam kamar, matam ainu mivi korban tuma b'shem lo bai giluche. But the Gemara is saying maybe they two go hand in glove. In other words, if there's no giluach, there's no korban tuma. There is giluach, there is a korban tuma. In other words, from the fact that the Mishnah said the korban tuma, it doesn't mean that the right, maybe the two rise and fall together. So that doesn't prove one way or another way. Okay, now, one second. Let me just see here if I have something. Oh, I should have done this about the Shita Teva Migdal before. Okay, I'll pause in a little bit with this. Okay, so Tashma, so the Gemara tries to bring another proof. Ein bein tamei shenazar, the nazir tahor shenitma. There's no, and this we had also on Amud Aleph. There's no difference between a Tommy person who took an Eder Nazirus and a person who was a Tahor person and he became Tommy. And the Tommy Shinazar, if he was Tommy and he took an Eder Nazirus, Shri Shlo Olelo Minamini. Day 7 of his Tahara process, when he goes to the mikvah, he gets sprinkled with the Afer Para and then he goes to the mikvah. Then right away, his new Nazirus begins. The Nazir Tahor Shinitma ain't Shri Shlo Olelo Minamini. But if he was a Nazir, Tahor, he became Tamei, So day seven doesn't count at the beginning of his new cycle. He's got to bring the korban tumei afterwards on day eight. So my love, so is it not a reasonable implication of this mishnah, of this brisa, that when it comes to the head shave, they're the same? In other words, the mishnah says ein bein. There's no difference except that one day seven and one day eight, and the but for tiglachot maybe the zelbazah. So the Gemara says lo halamalko zevzeshavin. No, I could say what the Tana means is that there is a difference between the counting, but for Malkot, they're on the same schedule with Malkot. They're subject to Malkot for all the violations. How about Tiglachet Noi? But as far as Tiglachet is concerned, the head shave, Zemigaleh, Zeino Migaleh. So you want to say the Tana could hold that one is Chayiv in Giluach and one is not Chayiv in Giluach. So the person who was in the Beit HaKvarim and took the Neder Nazir, who goes through the Tara process, he doesn't have to shave his head before beginning the count. And the other one does have to shave his head, we think. But if that's the case, litnie, so the Tana should teach that. If that's one of the distinctions, so here the Tana says, ein bein, tamish nazar lezir tor shenitma. There's no difference between the two, except the shvi can be when they begin. One is day seven, day eight. But if there's another difference, that one has to shave his head and one doesn't have to shave his head, he should mention that. So the fact that he doesn't mention it makes me think that they're both Chayiv and Gilua. So the Gemara deflects this proof as well. Tana Shvi Shalom B'chol Mili. The Tana, he teaches me on day seven and everything that would be connected with it. Meaning that the Tana is teaching me on day seven, he begins the count and there's no other requirement for to begin the count. There was Tana Shvi Shalom. In other words, everything else that I would expect to be involved with that. One second. He says, if you look at the rush, he says, Tana Shvi v'chol milei, kol rush tu v'tarat shiva, dainu tiglachat v'korban. In other words, he's saying, they have the menu. He might be chayv v'korban, might be chayv tiglachat. So day seven, he begins again. He doesn't have to bring a korban. He doesn't have to bring a tiglachat. Nothing. He just begins to count. That's the one way that I can ascend the brisa. So, all right, Yosef wants me to repeat again. So, the brisa says, "Ein bein tamish nazar lenazir tor shenitma." There's no difference between the two, between a person who was tamei and took an ener zirus, or a person who was a nazir who was tahor and became tamei, except that the one who was tamei, he begins his new count on day seven of his tahor process. And the other one will begin his new count on day eight after he brings his korban tumah. So we think that other than that, they're the same. So meila. So if it would be that giluach is different, why does he mention giluach? He should say that another difference. If you say that giluach is a difference, he should say there's another difference. One has to do giluach. In other words, the nazir tower that became tamei has to do giluach before he begins counting. And the other one doesn't have to do Giluach. So since he doesn't mention that, so we think then it means they both need Giluach. So the verse says, no. He says, Shavi'i Shalom. He says, on the seventh day, he begins the new count. It means, and he can dispense with all the other dinim. In other words, he doesn't bring the korban, he doesn't do Giluach. In other words, everything else that would normally accompany the end of, you know, when Nazir became Tameh, he doesn't have it. In other words, he's just beginning the count now without anything to worry about. Okay, right. That's what we think. It could be.
Exactly what is Giluach?
That's shaving the head. The Nazir has to shave his head when he completes his Naziris, or if he becomes Tameh and then wants to begin the Naziris again, okay? All right. Okay, so now we're up to Tashma. Okay, so we're around 15 lines from the bottom on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Right. So Tashma, so again, like Yosef was saying, the question is, if he's a Nazir that was Tameh from the get-go, when he becomes Tahor, does he have to do Giluach? So Tashma, now, here the Gemara is talking, is discussing if a Nazir becomes a Mitzora, so does the clock keep running on his Naziris? In other words, let's say he was a Nazir, and now in the middle of his Naziris, he becomes a Mitzora. So it's a different type of tumah. In other words, the Chumash says, Tmei Meit, the human made alive. He's admonished not to come into contact with a dead body. But here is Mitzora, a different type of Tumah. So we learned already that if you're Mitzora, it puts everything in abeyance. In other words, it stops the clock. Then when he gets out of the Tzaras, the clock starts again. We learned that already. Does not lose it. But Gemara entertains the possibility, maybe the clock keeps running while he's a Mitzora. In other words, he's a Nazir. He's not a Tmei Maid. Maybe the clock keeps going when he's a Mitzora. And no harm, no foul, maybe. So the Gemara says, Tashma, Ainli Ali Yemei Tumato, Shin Olin Loman Aminin. He says, I only know that if a Nazir is Tamei, we're talking about two different situations. If a Nazir is Tmei Maid, so that time doesn't count for him. So it's more, in other words, when he's Tamei, it doesn't count, but not only doesn't count, it bankrupts his previous time. But we're focusing when he's Tamei. When he's Tamei, it doesn't count for the minion. Yemei Chilutomi Nayin. How do we know Chiluto means he's a Mitzora Mukhlat, a confirmed Mitzora? How do I know that when he's a Mitzora Mukhlat, that also the time does not count as part of his Nazirus? With Dinhu, so the Gemara says it's logical. It's going to be a binyan av. I'm going to compare A to B. With Dinhu, Ma Yemei Tumato, Migalech Mibi Korban. When a Nazir is Tamei, he shaves off his head and he brings a Korban. He says, Af Yemei Chiluto, Migalech Mibi Korban. When a person is a Mitzora Mukhlat, he has to do a body shave. He does a body shave, I think, on day 1 and day 7 of a process. And then he brings a korban, a different korban. In other words, a regular mitzora. So he's, but the point that they have in common is they have a shave. One is a head shave, one's a body shave. They both have shavings, and they both bring a korban. So he says, umayime tumato in olin lo min aminyan. So I'm going to say, just like when a nazir is tamei, that time doesn't count as part of his zeros. Afime chiluto in olin lo min aminyan. So too, when he's a Mitzora Mukhlat, that doesn't count as part of his time. Okay? Now, we're not where we want to go yet. We're trying to find the proof. So the Gemara says, lo. So the Gemara says, maybe that's not such a great comparison. You're comparing, now's the time for the statement. Go
for it. Because in one case, like you're stuck there.
Fern's got it right. The Gemara's comparing Kasha with Mun. In other words, it has to be comparable. Is Tumah comparable to Tzaras? So Tumah is not just the time doesn't count when he's Tamei, but a bank, let's say he took a Nazir to be for 100 days. And now on day 90, he becomes Tamei. So it's not just when the days that he's Tamei that he's losing out, all the 90 days he did before he's losing out. He says, Shekim Evatelman and a Kodman. It's like delete, like you press a delete button. Lefichach ain ol lomin aminyan. So therefore, it's logical that the days don't count towards his count with the zeros. It's in other words, Tumah is so strong, it even deletes what came before. Tomar mechiluto, but when he's a Mitzora Mukhlat, he says, She'ena mavatil et kodmin. So Mitzora Mukhlat, this we said already, it definitely does not delete the time you did before. So if you were doing a Nazir for 100 days, and then on day 90 you become a Mitzora, you have those 90 days. No question you're going to keep the 90 days. The question is, can the clocks keep running when he's a Mitzora? So I could argue he doesn't lose the present either. That's what I could argue. So far, we're nowhere. So the Gemara says, you're right. So we were doing a binyan av. We were comparing B to A, B being the Mitzora, A being the Nazir who's Tmei Maid. So now the Gemara wants to do a Kal V'Chomer. We're going to try to learn the answer to this with a Kal V'Chomer. So the Gemara says, Amarta, Umanazir Bekeber. And here's where we're going to try to bring the proof. And I'll explain the Braisa, where the Gemara thinks in the Havamina, the Braisa means. He says, Umanazir Bekeber. Nazir Bekeber means he became a Nazir in the Beit HaKfarot, in the cemetery. Umanazir Bekeber, Shisaro Ra'ui L'Tiglachat. His hair is Ra'ui to be shaved off. We think it means that he will shave off his hair before he starts a new Nazirus. And if that's the pshat, then we have an answer to our question. Remember, our question was, he's a Nazir, the Beit HaKfarot, does he have to do a Tiklachat before he begins? So we think the Braisa is saying you do. Umanazir bekever saru ra'ui l'tiklachat, his hair is ra'ui to be shaved off, in olin lo min aminyan. In other words, shaving off the hair is like part of the dinin of Nazirus. He says, but ain't olin lo min aminyan. But the time that he's in the cemetery doesn't
count towards his minion. He says, Yimei chiluto, she'en ru'u l'tiklachat. So the time that he's a mitzora, he says, she'en ru'u l'tiklachat. It's not ru'u for a tiklachat, meaning, but he's not going to shave it. He's not going to shave it as part of his nazirus, I think he's saying. She'en ru'u l'tiklachat lo kol she'en. She'en lo min a minion. So, In other words, he'll have to shave it, but he won't shave it as part of the din of Naziris. That's what it means. In other words, so one, the Nazir is going to shave it as part of the din of Naziris. And then, in other words, part of the Naziris, he's going to shave it. But it doesn't, so that's more, in other words, that means he's more in the dinim of Naziris. He says, but in other words, if I'm, he's doing dinim of Naziris, he's a Nazir, and he was Nazir b'beit ha'kfarot, except the Naziris b'beit ha'kfarot. So we think the Brice is saying he'll have to shave off his head before he begins the new count. But the days that he was Tamei won't count towards the Naziris, because even though, in other words, the fact that he's shaving his head, that's a din in Naziris. The shaving the head is part of din in Naziris. But even though he's got this din in Naziris, the days that he's Tamei doesn't count towards his count from Naziris. So the Nazir who's a Mitzora, he's growing his hair, he's going to have to shave his head, but he's going to shave his head not because of a din in Naziris, he's going to shave his head because of a din in Mitzaras. So he's like even less of a Nazir. So he says here, let's read it again. So he says, 5 lines from the bottom. Umana zir bekever shesaro ruwi l'tiklachat. His hair is ruwi for tiklachat. In olam and a minyan, the days that he's tamei don't count. Yimei chiluto she'en ruwi l'tiklachat. The times that he's mitzor muklat, that it's not ruwi for tiklachat as part of his nazirus. Lo kol she'en shen olam and a minyan. So it certainly doesn't count. In other words, if one has got more of a foot in Naziris and the days don't count towards Naziris, the one who has less of a foot in Naziris certainly shouldn't count towards Naziris. If one, the one who's shaving his head because of dinim of Naziris, that he's shaving the head, he's to commence Naziris within Naziris, and that the days don't count towards his Naziris. So the one who's shaving his head not because of Naziris, he's doing a body shave. So, but I'm saying that's what he's saying. Like, in other words, he's doing a shave, but that is less likely that it should count. So the Gemara says, so 2 lines on the bottom of the Gemara, my love, tiglach atuma. So is it not that the Brisa is talking about tiglach atuma? So the Brisa is talking, in other words, here's the conversation between Tanaim, and if in the conversation they're saying you were Nazir, and you're going to have to do a tiklachat and tiklachat of tuma, so then that helps us answer the question. All right, let's go again. Let's all focus. The question we're trying to resolve, if a person takes a neder naziris in the cemetery, does he have a din in tiklachat before he begins the new count? Does he have to shave his head before he begins his new count? That's the question. So the Gemara is quoting a brisa. The brisa is considering, can you count the days when a Nazir is a Mitzora Muchlat towards his Naziris? That's what the Gemara is discussing, all right? So the Gemara wants to extrapolate from what it thinks is the conversation in the Brisa that there is an obligation to do a Tiglachat. So the argument that the Tana of the Brisa says, he wants to say a Kal V'Chomer. The Kal V'Chomer is, if the time when the Nazir is Tamei doesn't count towards his Naziris, the time when he's a Mitzora doesn't count towards his Naziris. What's the Kal V'Chomer? The Kal V'Chomer we think is that the Nazir who's Tamei and the hair is growing, so, and even though he's going to shave off the hair as part of his dinim of Naziris, that does not count towards his Naziris. So, Alachas Kam V'Kama, the Mitzora Muklat, who is going to shave off his hair and other hair, and he's not shaving as part of the din in Naziris, certainly it's not going to count. So if that's the pshat in the Brisa, we see the Brisa takes it as a given that you took a neder to be a Nazir in the cemetery, you have to shave your head before you begin counting. That's what we think. So the Gemara says, my love, piglacha tuma. So the Gemara says on the bottom line on Yitzayinam and Bays, lo, tiglacha tara. I could, the Gemara is deflecting the proof. I could say that the Brisa is not talking about the tiglachat you do before you begin the new count of Nazirus. It's talking about tiglachat you're going to do at the completion of the Nazirus. That's what it could be saying. So then the flow of the Brisa would be that the one who became Tameh, his hair is growing, and it's really for tiglachat. It will be involved in the shaving, l'shem Nazirus, down the pike. He doesn't count the days when he's Tameh. So the Metzora, whose hair is growing, and he will have to shave it, but not as part of the Naziris, certainly should not count. So if that's the pshat, we don't have any proof from this Braisa. Are you with me so far? Okay. Lo tiglacha tara. So the Gemara says, talking Rami Mistabra, so the Gemara says that's logical, that it's talking about tiglacha tara. The eat sakadaita tiglacha tuma. Because if you would think the pshat is it's talking about tiglacha tuma, you may chiluto milo by tiglachat. So the Gemara says, doesn't he require a tiglachat when he's a mitzora? So why does that not count? Why would that not count? So the Gemara says, lo tiglachat the nazir tatani. So the Gemara says, in other words, why does one have a tiglachat and one doesn't have a tiglachat? So the Gemara says, and Sora also has a tiglacha. So the Gemara says, it's talking about the tiglacha of Nazirus, which the way we explained it already. Okay, all right, Lori, let me just do a little bit here.
Can I ask some questions?
Okay, you got one question, then I got to go. Okay, what's the question?
Okay, you take a haircut when you finish.
Wait, scream, what?
You take a haircut when you finish the Nazirus.
Right.
Generally, when you start the Nazirut, there's no haircut, right?
Right, correct.
So why, when you have to stop and restart, do you take a haircut?
Well, the answer is the Chumash says you have to do it, but the Chumash says, like, the Timei Rosh Nizro. In other words, he's growing his hair on the Shem Mitzvah, the Nazir, and somehow the hair, like we discussed before, is very connected with the Zirus. So when he becomes Tameh, he's got to... And it's not just, he's got to shave the hair. It's like with a blade, it has to go over the skull. Okay, I got to go. I apologize. Again, we're 3 o'clock on Shabbos. Okay, let me just end the recording. What do you want me to do? 1 second.
Thank you.